在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Sorry, I had this funny, well, horrible dream the other day. I was having this awful nightmare that I was 32, and then I woke up and I was 23, so relieved. And then I woke up for real and I was 32.
Shit,
scary.
It happens.
Yeah, time goes faster and faster. Apparently it's because we don't renew our synapses after 20, so it's pretty much downhill from then on. Oh, well.
I like getting older. You know, it feels more immediate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can appreciate things more.
No, me too, actually. I really love it.
I was once a drummer in a band.
You were?
Yeah. And we were pretty good, actually. But the lead singer guy, he was just so obsessed with us getting a record deal. You know, it's all we talked about. It's all we thought about, getting bigger shows. And everything was just focused on the future all the time. And now the band doesn't even exist anymore, right? And looking back at the shows we did play, even rehearsing, you know, I mean, it was just so much fun. Now I'd be able to enjoy every minute of it. Could I have a dragon?
Mm-hmm. Well, your book has been published. That's a pretty big deal, and you've been all around Europe with it. Are you enjoying every minute of it?
Not really.
Not really?
Do you have another one of those?
Yes, of course. In my field, I see these people come into it with big idealist visions of becoming the new leader that will create a better world. They enjoy the goal, but not the process.
Right.
But the reality of it is that the true work of improving things is in the little achievements of the day. And that's what you need to enjoy to stay in that field.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, for example, I was working for this organization that helped villages in Mexico. And their concerns was how to get the pencils sent to the kid in those little country schools. It was not about big revolutionary ideas. It was about pencils. I see the people that do the real work, and what's really sad in a way is that the people that are the most giving, hardworking, and capable of making this world better usually don't have the ego and ambition to be a leader. They don't see any interest in superficial rewards. They don't care if their name ever appear in the press. They actually enjoy the process of helping others. They're in the moment.
Yeah, but that's so hard, you know, to be in the moment. I mean, I just feel like I'm designed to be slightly dissatisfied with everything, you know? I mean, it's like always trying to better my situation, you know? I satisfy one desire and it just agitates another, you know? But then I think, to hell with it, right? I mean, desire is the fuel of life, you know? I mean, do you think it's true that if we never wanted anything, we'd never be unhappy?
I don't know. Not wanting anything, isn't that a symptom of depression? Yeah, that is, right? I mean, it's healthy to desire, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's what all those Buddhist guys say, right? You know, liberate yourself from desire and you'll find that you already have everything you need.
Yeah, but I feel really alive when I want something more than just basic survival needs. I mean, wanting whether it's intimacy with another person or a new pair of shoes is kind of beautiful. I like that we have those ever-renewing desires.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe it's just a sense of entitlement. You know, like whenever you feel like you deserve that new pair of shoes, you know? I mean, it's okay to want things as long as you don't get pissed off if you don't get them.
Yeah.
You know, right? Life's hard. It's supposed to be. If we didn't suffer, we wouldn't learn a thing, you know?
So what, are you Buddhist or something?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't know. Same reason I don't really consider myself anything, really.
Yeah, I know. I decided a long time ago that I was going to be open to everything, but not buy into any one and only belief system.
I went to this Trappist monastery a couple years ago.
Trappist?
Yeah, they're Catholic, Cistercian.
Why did you do that?
Why? I've just been doing some reading, I guess. I thought it'd be cool. Have you ever spent any time with any monks or nuns?
No. It's not really my style.
No.
Well, I
expected them to be all glowering and stern, you know, but they weren't. They were really quick to laugh, really easy to be around. Seriously, very attuned to everything. They were just, you know, they weren't trying to hustle anybody. Mm-hmm. They're trying to live and die in peace with God, you know, or whatever part of them they feel is eternal, you know, and it was just so refreshing to be around. You know, you realize that most of the people that you meet are trying to get somewhere better. You know, they're trying to make a little bit more cash, they're trying to get a little more respect, have more people admire them, you know, it's just exhausting.
No kidding.
You know, it's exhausting to be one of those people yourself, you know, I mean, there I am, right, you know, all greedy to be more spiritual, you know, I want to be a better person, you know.
can't escape.
I had this boyfriend of mine